She was gone out of the room. I lay face down on the bed. I was having a bad time. I heard them talking, but I did not listen. Brett came in and sat on the bed. "Poor old darling," she stroked my head. "What did you say to him?" I was lying with my face away from her. I did not want to see her. "Send him for champagne. He loves to go for champagne." Then later, "Do you feel better, darling? Is the head any better?" "It's better." "Lie quiet. He's gone to the other side of town. Couldn't we live together, Brett? Couldn't we just live together?" "I don't think so. I'd just tromp you with everybody. You couldn't stand it."
"I stand it now."
"That would be different. It's my fault, Jake. It's the way I'm made. Couldn't we go off in the country for a while?"
"It wouldn't be any good."
"I'll go if you like, but I couldn't live quietly in the country, not with my own true love."
"I know.
Isn't it rotten? There isn't any use my telling you I love you."
"You know I love you."
"Let's not talk. Talking's all bilge. I'm going away from you, and then Michael's coming back."
"Why are you going away? Better for you, better for me. When are you going?"
"Soon as I can."
"Where?"
"San Sebastian."
"Can't we go together?"
"No. That would be a hell of an idea after we just talked it out.
We never agreed."
"Oh, you know as well as I do. Don't be obstinate, darling."
"Oh, sure," I said. "I know you're right. I'm just low, and when I'm low, I talk like a fool."
I sat up, leaned over, found my shoes beside the bed, and put them on. I stood up. "Don't look like that, darling."
"How do you want me to look?"
"Oh, don't be a fool. I'm going away tomorrow."
"Tomorrow?"
"Yes, didn't I say so? I am."
"Let's have a drink then. The Count will be back."
"Yes, he should be back. You know, he's extraordinary about buying champagne. It means any amount to him.